Simon, good evening everybody, good evening Abayisai. Simon Kuf Mem Aleph, page 46, bottom line. Yesh noegin le'amit, mishemakre le'oy lo'milo be'milo. There's a minik, some people have a minik that they put next to the person, that there's a person there standing who actually says word by word what has to be said. So there's one person saying a word, and then after this he's going to be repeated. So as a literally parrot phrasing. So milo b'milo, and it seems that from the Mishnah that's fine to do that. The point that the Shulchan Aruch is really saying is what the Mishnah Berurah of Kotten Yudalet explains. Since it's not being said simultaneously, but rather it's subsequently, there is no concern of take all mishtama. We learned yesterday that take all mishtama, you can't have two people leaning simultaneously. So we're learning now over here that if it says one word and then after the balkur another word, so you know the scenario, the balkur can't, he's just not prepared, he can't. So if a person says a word and then after this he's going to lean the word by word, that would be okay. That's not a problem of take all mishtama because it's subsequently. Word by word, by word, by word. So therefore that's going to be okay. Im Shliach Tzibur Roitze Levorich Le'atzmoy. If the Shliach Tzibur wants to, if the Shliach Tzibur, the Balkor, in other words, he wants to have an aliyah himself, for Likrois, he wants to lane and have an aliyah. Tzorich Shiamot Ache Etzloy. There needs to be another person standing next to him. Shekshem Shenit No Teiro Lidei Sarsu, just like the Torah was given to a third party, to a third person, it was not given directly from the Ribbono Shel Olam straight to Klal Yisrael. Rather, it was given through who was a shliach, Moshe Rabbeinu. Indeed, so similarly, kach onu tzrichem linoig bo aledei sar. So similarly, also we need to have a third party in between. Therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, that if you can't have just one person leaning and he has the aliyah and he's a one man show. It doesn't work that way. You always need to have an additional person by the bima. Therefore, Rabbi Yisai, what is the minik? That's right. We are never going to have one person by the Sefer Torah. But is that the entire minik? Bal Koira, two. How many people are normally by the bima? Because that's what we're going to be addressing now. Three. Why three? Gaba, Bal Koira, and Oyla. Oh! Normally it's another one. Who is there still? The previous aliyah. So we're up to? First one doesn't, yeah. Right. Very good. And the what? And the Kogav as well. Yeah. Very good. It's usually two. Plus the Balkore, plus the Oile. So, okay, let's see where that comes from. And that's if that's really the Minik, and that's where that comes from. So far what the Shulchan Aruch has is that the Balkoi can't be there on his own. He needs to have somebody else there. So that's the two. Mishnah Berurah Seif Katan Tezvav. Alidei Sarsu. For whom Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashem, this is Moshe Rabbeinu. So that Sarsu, that messenger, that shliach, that third party is Moshe Rabbeinu. V'ksiv, as it says in the Pasuk, Anoichi Oimeid, I am standing between Hashem, Uvein Nechem and yourselves. Seif Katan is Alinuk Bo Alidei Sarsu. You know again, the custom is, Shagaba Oyakoine HaMitzvahs. That either the Gaba, or the person who purchased the aliyahs, Oimeid, he stands, Etzel Sefer Torah, he stands near the Sefer Torah. V'zeh nikras gan, and that person is considered the scan, which nowadays is we don't really use the expression of scan anymore, but there's a gaba there, who is a gaba there. Kedeshi gimel, in order to achieve three. So why three? Gaba plus balkoira plus oile. Ainu, I.e. shaskanu kivyochel b'mokam Hashem isbach. So the sarso is, the scan is b'mkoim Hashem isbach, he represents Hashem, kivyochel. He commands anybody to lean who wants. And the Balkoire was Sarsu. He's the shliach, the messenger of Moshe instead of Moshe. And the person was Dalia, who Hamekabel, he's on the receiving end, Bimkoim Kol Kalisol, instead of Kalisol, Uveshlichus, I'm in their Shlichus. So again, the three people, isn't that fascinating? The Gaba is in place of Hashem, because he's in charge. He decides who has earlier. The middleman is, says in Mishnah Berurah, Moshe Rabbeinu, And the person who leans, the person who is Daliya, he is on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Yeah, he's on the one on behalf of Klal Yisrael. He represents Klal Yisrael. And truthfully, says the Mishnah Berurah, Zehu Minik Kadmoinim, this is the very, very ancient Minik. This is the Minik that is three people at Sefer Torah. There's always three people standing by the Sefer Torah. This is already written in Masechet Sofim, so it's really, really in Brises. Peg Yudalet, Halacha Yudalet. And it's quoted in the Ozuwa, in the Halachas of Shabbos. Elo. Only Shasham is a tam acher. There is another reason. So it's not the reason of, as mentioned, that's another reason mentioned why you need to have three people there. Bezel Shonin, that is the language used there. Heinu min amufcha, it is not lechatchile. Shiyamet achazen yechid yilivne atevo. The chazen can't be there standing down himself on his own. Elo. Rather, shiyamdu imoy echod leminov echod leismoyli keneged ovois. One to his right, one to his left, keneged ovois. Now, Rabbi Kagan, it's all yours. Why can I get others? Any suggestions? We have the three people by the bima, like the others. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Of course, three others, but that needs explanation, and I really, really haven't got pshat. Any suggestions? Why do you need a representation of the others by the Sefer Torah? Any ideas? Naftali? Ellie, any suggestions? Let's hear.
They meet us, Gevurah, Chesed, they build up the whole Torah. There's three meters.
Very good. This was known as very good. Mr. Berlin points out that the Gemara says that the others, they kept the whole Torah before the Torah was given. Because they had everything within them already. They kept it, they had everything within them. He's the root of the Torah that was given later. It's the starting point, the foundation, as it were, to the Torah that was given later. So maybe that's why we have Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov representation, obvious representation, Pelech Sefer Torah. Very good. Yeah, sounds like a very good pshat. Very good. Now, the next point is the name of Shaar Ephraim. Kasa b'sefer Shaar Ephraim. Shaar Ephraim says the following. Mizei yesh lilmod, from this we have to learn. Sheyesh livcho is lisgan, the gabba has to be chosen to be a person, ish nichbat uval maisim toivim. He needs to be a respected person. Uval maisim toivim needs to be a person of good deeds. Fedas abrias no yichemel, he needs to be popular amongst the kehila. He needs to be a person that people get along with. He can't be like the bel machlokas of the whole shul that everybody knows. He's fallen out with half the people already and he's like, so it's not that you need to have a person that is no yichem abrias. That people should not suspect that the reason why he's giving Hinali is because of his own protection, with his own connection, with his own networking opportunities during the Aliyahs. That's not that. People don't suspect that. He doesn't have any agendas. His only agenda is to give people Aliyahs as they deserve and according to the. People should know that it has to be a person that people trust. That the aliyahs are given, not for personal agendas, but for communal purposes. Similarly, the other side of the coin is, that people should not suspect on the gabe, that people should not be dolechoy, but rather people should be dolechavschos. If he gives aliyah, there's a good reason for it. And if the people don't, simply don't say, why is Yankel getting Aliyah again? It looks like he's getting Aliyah every single week. And people shouldn't like to start suspecting and having the whole tirus and reason. Maybe there's a mistake. So worst you can think about it is that maybe he made a mistake, but it's not a personal agenda. He doesn't have a personal agenda over here. Maybe he made a mistake. Okay, tough, we're all humans. Even if he called up somebody not according to the appropriate covet, it could be that you suspect the chazan that the gabbet that he did it for a reason that Tafke wants to give a good shtech to this person. Tafke, good juicy shtech. Him noga yiras Hashem belvav, if he's got a little bit of yiras shemaim, he should bite his tongue, and he shouldn't say a thing. And he should make the following kavachoyim to himself. Im koutz mechoyim atipoyim ruchoy benoiga bekzekvoy du kichut asayro. If a person who is made out of If a person which is made out of, what are we made out of? We're made out of nothing. And we get so offended about little things. Then even more so, we should be careful with the covet of the Ribbono Shel Olam. If we were tiny little things, tiny little creations, we're made out of, well, what are we already in Hashem's universe? What are we already? And we get offended over such things, so our covet is so important to us. So kavachoyma 100 times. Now, how much we have to worry about the Ribbono Shel Olam's covet?
We should make a whole fuss about it. Don't make an issue out of a tissue, as my brother said, my brother-in-law says. And somebody who is able to pass over his midas, so that's the point that Mishnah Berurah said over here.
Now, we should be really always done a kav schos. If Nalia is happening, that we don't really understand, it's not really up to on. We don't really understand why is he getting it again? Why is he getting so much covered? And I'm not. I didn't get aliyahs in years. And why not? Why is it? What have I done wrong? Why? Once in a while, I'm also entitled for an aliyah. So if that happens, don't worry about it. Just relax. It's fine. How they made a mistake. And don't worry about it. We're all humans. Relax. So.
What's the spiritual benefit?
It's a good question. Yeah. So I have a feeling to Mishnah Berurah. You know, this is a huge Mishnah Berurah over here. It's a huge Mishnah Berurah. It seems to be more of an issue then than it's nowadays. I don't think on the line nowadays. I don't know. People keep track. Don't think people get so busy about it. Why him again? You don't really hear that so much. No, I don't think people are. So I don't think. No, what do you think? I think that people have done house. People have come a long way since the times. And no, what do you think?
Blows, and he was saying how one of the Gedolim, whichever one it was saying how, you know, he's not actually sure it's better these days. Like people are all Mavato all the time, whereas actually Kedolach and Lear back in, you know, the old days, now no one's particularly bothered anymore, not convinced it's actually better.
Yeah. Yeah. With regards to your question, is there a benefit, ruchnis dige benefit in having aliyah? Well, it's definitely a mitzvah. There is something to it. It's a schos, it's a mitzvah. There's definitely something to it. But as your underlying comment implies, there's no doubt about it that if bad feelings and chloikas and all that, it's obviously much worse than the schos of the mitzvah, you know, obviously. But yet there is an inyan to it. It's like konas chazal, it's a mitzvah, it's a bracha, it's a schos. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Siv hey. Ein a tzibur shoyim la'anois amen ad shetich lebrocha min ha'koire. Only say amen when the brocha is completed, is finished. Once he finishes the brocha, that's when you're going to say amen. Ve'ein ha'koire shayin le'kuz ba'toira, and the Baal Koire He's only starting to line ad shechale amen b'ni ha'tzibur. When the tzibur is finished saying amen, only then you start leaning. The Mishnah Berurah points out, and if Kotnu Zain, how many of that? So this is not only relevant to here; it's relevant to many other areas as well. Even if there are people who have very, very long omens, they're really trying to make a point. You need to wait for them. Wait only when the omen is completely seized. Only then you're going to start. Because everybody needs two lanes. That's really an important instruction for Baal Koire. Only start laning when it's silent, when the Omen is finished. Only when it's completely silent, only then start with the Omen. Only don't start laning, because you need to ensure that everybody hears every word of the Kriya.
You need to wait even on the minority of the Kela before he starts. He needs to lay.
So the Kosva Achoinim say Shaminek, the Minek is Shakoire Oine Omein. That's where the Minek comes from. The Baal Koire is going to start his leaning by saying loud and clear the Omein of the is Omein, and then he only starts leaning. The Minek comes from that to ensure that everybody else that is doing a long Omein, when it's clear, only then it starts with the Kriya. So it's a Mamasha Choshva Minek.
He says it loud, and only Umamshech Bekzas Yosef in Atzibur. And his Omen is a little bit longer than anybody else's Omen. Pechtei, in order, Shavinu Shemas Chelikrois, Viatu Oizen Ishmaya, then it, that allows the Kehila to raise concentration and then to start listening carefully to the laning. Umas Chelikrois Miat, and he's going to start laning straight away. Vetoiv, it is proper, Shiyafsikzas, that he should interrupt a little bit, Ben Omen, between the Omen as Chola Zakir to the start of laning, Shaloy Yenire, Mach Mas Neginas Omen, Shudovegil Mashikere.
He needs to say Omen, a good, proper, loud Omen, interrupt for a split second, and then start laning. Yeah. Correct. I don't know if it applies over here. I'm not convinced it'll apply over here. Not sure. Good question. Yeah, what did he say?
Number 9.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. So here it sounds like it's not a problem. Yeah, it's explicitly very good. You have mchaven to the Buchacha's vault. Absolutely. And the Buchacha says that it's not a problem. Yeah. I think that's the minute generally, no? I think the Baal Kohar, good expert Baal Kohar, they'll say a good proper Omein, no? Before they carry on. A split second, then they carry on the Inin. See, Vav, Yecholim Likor Shnei Achim Zachazeh. That's very, very hot topic. Very hot topic. Yecholim Likor Shnei Achim Zachazeh. You can call up two brothers, one after the other. Vaben Achav, and also son of the father.
You can.
Vaben Achav, so far. But one second, give me a minute. Vaben Achav, don't run away. Pardon? Vaben Achav, and the son of the father. So he said, essentially, in principle, you can have two aliyahs, two brothers, father or son. That's in principle, that's okay. Vein manichin, but we don't allow it. We don't allow it. Elabishut Einora, because of Einora. Einora is Einora. And Ramo adds to this, even if one of them has got the aliyah of Shvi'i, one of them is Maftir, don't call up the second one with his name, Mishum Ainora, because of Ainora. Do you want to ask something? No, that's not what the Shulchan Aruch mentions. The reason the Shulchan Aruch mentions that is that in principle it's okay to have two brothers being called up, father and son being called up, one after the other. The only, in principle, it's fine. The reason why you can't do it is because of Ainora. What's Ainora? Why is Ainora? Oh, Lucas. It's special treatment, Lucas' father, Lucas' the son. Yeah. So therefore, you can't do that. So, but the Mishnah Berurah says over here in Sif Cotton, Yudches, Yucholim Likrois Perish, Minadin Ancient Chash Issa. Really? It's not an Issa per se. But, it's just not, it's Ainora. Valken therefore, Imikru Kva, if he was called up, Vikva Olo, and he went up in Yedaliyah, Lo Yeret, don't go down. So, but Yavet, let it happen. It doesn't matter. But ideally, one should really try to avoid that. Good. One second, we'll get, so the same one up, the Shvi'i and Maftir is also a problem. Because we'll see soon why the name is actually very critical. The name is critical. We'll see soon. Yeah.
What would be the more important minhag? So if you had, say, six brothers who are Yartzeit and some Shabbos.
Yeah.
Or this would you say that we can't do that because of this? Because after going through the priorities of Yartzeit, but like Yartzeit isn't such a big priority for aliyahs anyway. But you know, to you. And you've got the other thing of
Ainora.
Which one would
it's a good question. And the emphasis, I don't know the answer. In your particular scenario, I wouldn't know the answer. The question asked is, what happens if you have six brothers? I mean, six brothers who are likely to have the same yahrzeit, right? So, so what are you going to do? You can help. We'll see soon how you can help. Okay, we'll get back to you. I don't know the answer to your question, but let's see. Your question can be solved shortly. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so that's leading to the answer we're going to say now. So Mishnah says over in Sifkot New Test, Bishvara Nura, Ve'ein Af Kemina, Benachim Noav, Omei Noem, he doesn't make a difference if it's half-brothers from the father's side, half-brother from the mother's, that doesn't make a difference. Ve'afilu Oem Moshem Akpidim Alay Noah, that's a really, really important point, and I've heard people making mistake about that. We occasionally find the concept of people being put, of here it says explicitly, even if the brothers say, I don't mind, I know, it will be alright. You can't be moichel on that. You can't. You can't just say, it's fine, I'm not worried about it. It's fine. It's fine, I know, it's fine, it's no problem. You can't be moichel, it's not gonna work. Grandchildren. Grandson, Shaila as well. What about a grandfather and a grandson? Mishum Einubisha, it's also a problem of I know. But if it's really necessary, maybe a grandson is fine. It sounds like a little bit, if grandchildren is only from the father's side, father's father, it sounds like if it's a mother's father, it looks like it's fine from the Mishnah Berurah's Lashon. I don't know if you can remember that. But either way, a grandson... Why is that an answer? No, but he's talking specifically grandchild. No, he's only matib mokam atzirich esh latrim ben benoi. It's not really a kalochem, it could be that siblings are more chomo. No, so the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Chof is going to tell us an important point in Chof Aleph as well. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Chof says as follows, Afilim echod roitzolim, avshem asikim bekadosh bintayim, mikol mokam mikri zeach hazeh. It doesn't help, contrary to what some people say, it does not help if there's a kadosh in between. It does not help. And there's actually machlokas about that, but Mishnah Berurah holds that if there's a kadosh in between, it will not help matters. Maftir, it doesn't help. Kivan ain mafsik acha bein time, because there's not a person in between. So if there is a person in between, says the Mishnah Berurah, then it's fine. So if you've got only three brothers in your scenario, that will be fine. Because if you've got Kohen, Kohen won't be a good example, but if you've got Shlishi, and then afterwards, Shlishi is going to be one brother, Ravi is going to be somebody else, Chamish is going to be a brother, and then, as long as there's a person in between, it's not a problem, it's fine. I know, guys, only if it's subsequent aliyahs. But a kaddish in help won't break it off, won't help it. Let me just finish the Mishnah Berurah. For dafke b'shabbos en matzin sefer Torah acheres lemaftir. That's only if you don't take another sefer Torah. But imotzin sefer Torah acheres muta. If it's another sefer Torah which is being taken out, that is fine. By then, there's no concept of any of ayin ra. If you take one sefer Torah and there's another sefer Torah being used, then you can use two brothers. That's going to be fine. V'chein ma'maftir eno bar mitzvah. Dain muta usif the maftir is not bar mitzvah yet, and you calling him up for bar mitzvah, for instance, he will be fine as well. And a very important Sifkot Chof Aleph, I just need to do that, to mention that as well. B'shmoy lafukim mogim shenagin shalikas mafti b'shmoy. That if the mafti is not called by name, that's going back to your point, you just say rak shtam yamoid mafti, in places that the minhag is just to call up the mafti saying yamoid mafti, and not mentioning his name. Kevon shein poritin is shmoy, since his name is not said explicitly, mota, it's fine afilu shnei achim zachazeh, it's fine even two brothers subsequently, or avnoi and father's son. So we're learning from here, the issue is that the names are mentioned. If there's no names mentioned, it's fine. We're seeing that explicitly over here. For dafke b'mokam shenagin kein, that's only the place that the meaning is anyway not to mention names. Havalasus kein b'mokam shenagin likos b'shein, but if you've got a place that nobody mentions names, loy, and then this time, this Shabbos, you're not mentioning names, that's no good. That is a goof, you're making really recognizable thing, you're making it, you already, it's too recognizable. This week, you're not mentioning names, it's going to be a problem anyway. So, both sides, the point that we're learning now over here, there is, halachically speaking, there is no problem of calling up two brothers, father and son. The only problem is Ayin Hara. The Ayin Hara element is only, just to make it very clear, the Ayin Hara element is the fact that people say, oh, he's Ben Yankel. Look, Moshe Ben Yankel gets called up, and Yitzchok Ben Yankel gets called up. Because they're making the connection, oh, look, this father's got two sons, look at his sons, look at Choshev's sons, look at them. And people start talking, that's the concept of Ayin Hara. Same with father and son, oh, look at his father, look at his beautiful sons, what he's got, Choshev's sons he's got, look at his family. That's Ayin Hara. When people start talking about that, oh, look, that's undiluted Ayin Hara. People, oh, look at him, look at that family, look at this, that's Ayin Hara. Therefore, it is only if the name is mentioned, you go to town about the name. If names are not mentioned, such as the scenario of Maftir, or then it won't be a problem.
if you've got an aliyah and somebody in between, but then people are forgetful. People have already long looked into the parsha sheets, and people have long already they've forgotten already, they've lost the connection already. People are short, people don't think for sure. But if it's one after the other, that would be the problem. A short question, we'll finish off with that. What about two brothers came hak beglila? Okay, why? State vu. Where state? One of the numbers. Okay, good raya. Very good. Good, very good. And that's pshat in what you, in the numbers. Yeah,
some, yeah.
Very good, very good. So the parshtos is that it's fine because you don't mention names. Yitzorich ian yesh la'ayin. If you mention names, what the halach is? It's not poshut that it's okay. It's not poshut at all. Pashtos, if you mention the names, bahak baglila would be a problem to have two brothers as well. Pashtos. No, so if you don't mention names, there is no ayin hara. If you don't go about names, people is our brothers, our cousins, our siblings, our friend. People don't think that. But if you go, he's Ben Yankel and he's Ben Yankel, that would be a problem. We also learned that a person is allowed to lean one if it's not leaning at the same time. So if Gimel taught us that if you don't lean simultaneously two people together, that's fine. One after the other, that's fine. We also learned Seif Dalet that is always the minig is that you can't have just one person standing by the bima. Because you need to have at least two people, and the Mishtabua says the meaning is three people. Two reasons mentioned. One is because Rebbe Shlom gave the Torah through a third party, through a shliach. Similarly, also us, we always make sure there's three people there representing the Rebbe Shlom, the shliach, and Klal Yisrael. And the other reason was Ovis is also three people, and then Mishtabua goes to Tana about being moichel and relax a bit. Don't worry so much about your covenant, your aliyahs. Just calm down a little bit. Mishnah Berurah says in great detail, the Kabbah should be careful, but at the same time, the killer shouldn't be too hot about it. And we learned that we should be careful about Omein. And Mishnah Berurah says that the right approach for Baal Koyre should always say Omein loud and clear, making a little interruption and then moving on with the leaning. I wish you a very good Shabbos, Abayisai.